In the name of God, Abba, Ema, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Against all odds. I have swum against the current most of my life. Part of my disposition. And while we're not all risk takers at peace, I think we do delight in the numerous times in which we've stood up and taken a stand and stood for something and gone against the current, against all odds, huh? There have been a variety of occasions over the years when Rabbi Dan and I have been doing things in public and people say, you shouldn't be about that. Not now, we don't need that. And Dan and I occasionally remind folks about the story of David and Goliath. Who won? That's where the church lives. Who won? Against all odds. Against all odds, we get to be here today. It is miraculous. Did you know that? This is not an ordinary day. How many people 100 years ago would have bet money that you exist today? Nobody! Because I'm going to keep my money. And that this community exists. Strange characters, but we exist and we've got each other. Against all odds. That this sanctuary is here. Charlene's husband, John, spent 3 months going through endless paperwork to apply for a loan from the National Lutheran Church Body in Chicago. 3 months, which the church in Chicago denied within the first week. Nope, not going to give you the loan. And Arlene said the next week, John, I think you should check out my bank, which John did, and we had the loan secured in 2 weeks. That's why this is here. Against all odds. That the cosmos is here is against all odds. Did you know that? Carl Sagan, that brilliant astrophysicist, said in 1980 that only two things are needed to replicate the Earth elsewhere in the universe. Water. And I forget the other one. Is it light? I don't know. Around 2000, that was revised, and astrophysicists said, actually, we need 15 things to replicate the Earth and life on it. 5 years later, they said, no, it's 50 things that we need to replicate. Today, it's approaching 500 things that have to be in order to replicate life on this planet and the Earth itself. It is against all odds. And that's what our scripture is about today. James says, you got troubles? Anybody here got troubles? Anybody? Yeah. Anybody been through troubles? Remember those times you were ready to give up and there was no hope and you were being buried alive, and what's the point? And against all odds, you're here today. Now, I'm not saying God takes away every pain and solves every problem, but against all the odds, God is always there working to come through with us. Are any of you ill? James asks. You get the elders together and you pray and you pray and you pray. Because God is always at work deep inside of us. We don't always get the outcome we want, but maybe other aspects of what we need are being healed by God so that we can come into the wholeness and fullness of life once again. Against all odds. And then James asked, have any of you experienced any blessings? Anybody? Well, then sing and praise and bless and dance. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, my soul. Now listen, I would never in a million years ask you to live in ecstasy all the time. I know that's too much. But people, once every 37 years, would you just let go and praise and bless and dance? Just once inside of it. There's a whole other connection through which God is feeding us if we let go. Just every now and then. And the psalmist wouldn't feel abandoned like he or she is the only one. Mercy, mercy, bless the Lord. That's all I'm asking. That's all we're asking. Against all the odds, we're here. Jesus today has a startling vision. I saw Satan fall like lightning. This is the pivot moment in Jesus' ministry. Corruption, evil, deception, all these things are still at work. They're not gone, but their power has been broken, Jesus says. And because Satan has fallen, Jerusalem need not fall. And that's why Jesus goes to Jerusalem. Now you may remember that all of his disciples said, no, you're not going there. That's crazy because they're going to kill all of us. Jesus doesn't go to Jerusalem to die. Jesus goes to Jerusalem to save Jerusalem because they need not be destroyed. And he offers them the path of nonviolent wisdom and compassion and love. Because in his vision, evil is not in control of this earth. It is not. Caesar and the Romans are not in control. The temple authorities are not in control. Corporations and AI and nuclear holocaust are not in control of this earth. God is. But God doesn't control things the way in which we like. We want that manipulation of all the external events, don't we? So that I don't have to feel any pain or any hurt anymore. That's what we want. But God is working at a much, 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 much deeper level. At that place of inspiration inside of each of us. Where there's hope and possibility and change and transformation way down deep inside of us, which is why Jesus is always saying the kingdom of God, the kingdom of love, the reign of love is always here in you, within you, among you. It's here in your hearts, in your hands, on your lips, in your mind. Look at your hands. Look at your hands. Look at your hands. Right now, look at your hands. This is where the reign of love is. Look at your hands right here. Jesus was begging people to break through. It's here. Not out there. Some fantasy land. God someday. Far away. Won't it be nice? It's right here. Right here. The infinite energy to change is here. Against all odds, the infinite energy to change is here. Always present. Rarely practiced. God, the Holy Spirit, calling, sanctifying, enlightening, changing, healing, blessing, opening, possibility, transforming. That Holy Spirit is here, always willing to work with us. Anybody scared about the future of democracy? Me too. Remember the vision. And then confront the authorities with truth. Protect the vulnerable and act with the wisdom and courage you've been given. Anybody terrified for the future of the earth? Yeah. Remember the vision. Corruption, deception has fallen. It's not gone. Still here, but the power's broken. Confront the authorities with truth. Protect the vulnerable. Act with the wisdom and courage that you've been given. In the small things, in the day-to-day things, in the great things. Because God will not save us from ourselves. It's what we want, don't we? And God will not save us from making choices. God is that catalytic energy to create possibility and transformation and hope. But we have to make the choices. And what will we choose? Transformation or annihilation? We get to choose. Against all odds, trust the vision. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. There is no way to peace.
He is the way.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.